You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Los Angeles lit up with movie stars and Oscar gold. Conan O'Brien helmed this year's ceremony on ABC.
The Oscars opened with a tribute to the city of L.A., still in recovery after the devastating wildfires. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo performed a medley of songs from The Wizard of Oz and Wicked.
And I lost a dear friend.
Morgan Freeman with an emotional tribute to the iconic Gene Hackman, who died last week. And Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey with their nod to the late Quincy Jones. The crowd on their feet when Queen Latifah took the stage to perform Ease on Down the Road from the Broadway show The Wiz. Quincy Jones served as a producer on that. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
The U.S. Weather Agency NOAA will be dealing with a different kind of storm today.
Last week, 600 employees of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, known as NOAA, were fired as part of the Trump administration's goal to trim the size and budget of the federal government. NOAA is home to over a dozen offices, including marine and fisheries, oceans, and the National Weather Service, which is vital to weather forecasting and warnings. Protests over the firings are planned at NOAA offices across the country. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
The National Association of Business Executives is out with its twice-a-year survey on issues impacting the economy. Survey analyst Ken Simonson says the Trump administration is making companies anxious.
Respondents think that the tariffs that the Trump administration is proposing will have a negative effect on the economy, raising inflation.
Canada is preparing for tariffs expected to be imposed this week. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The American administration will make its own choices in terms of tariffs. We will continue to work to ensure, to do everything we can to make sure that there are no tariffs.
But he adds that Canada will have a proportional response. Crews have contained 30% of a wildfire that forced people from their homes for a brief time Sunday near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. CBS's Dave Malkoff says the danger is not over.
Emergency leaders are urging everyone to stay alert as windy conditions are set to strengthen. There is now a statewide burn ban in place for South Carolina, but this risk actually crosses state lines. On Friday, the National Weather Service issued a fire watch that includes Atlanta.
A star-studded group of some of the best U.S. figure skaters of the past and present took to the ice in the nation's capital to remember and raise money for the victims of that mid-air collision. On the plane were 28 members of the figure skating community last month. Brian Boitano and Christy Yamaguchi emceed the Legacy on Ice benefit event. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
After getting canceled last year, then shortened this year, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon starts in Wisconsin. KBJR-TV's Sophia Labner speaks to the 120 mushers.
The four members of the Frecking family brought 32 dogs to vet checks, eight for each of their teams. 12-year-old Nicole Frecking says she sees the dogs as family, too.
I've, like, raised these dogs when they were born. I held them in my hand, and they were, like, this small. So it's fun to watch them grow up and run bigger races.
Just as Blake and Jennifer Frecking have watched their daughters do the same. While the sisters grew up around mushing, 14-year-old Elena Frecking says they were never pressured by their parents.
There's always been a choice. Mom has always said if I was smarter than her, I wouldn't do this because it's a crazy sport. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
They're both excited to be running their longest race ever, especially after last year's cancellation.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
We are tracking a system that could bring some heavy rain, maybe even a few thunderstorms late tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night, and then rain will mix with and change to snow at some point on Wednesday. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles at times with a high today near 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. No tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that love. Down on my knees for you.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be to live with you, live with you. There's a way. Everybody said to do it. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
Sure, if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The punch. as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. And then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans, I was. Dance floor, we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and down. After 20 years, he still grieves. He said, I dance now with every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head. Shook his head. I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Take a ride on the fly. talk go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Thank you. you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the post side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS News Brief. The big winner at last night's Academy Awards on ABC, Anora, the movie about a young sex worker. It won 5 Oscars, including Best Actress, for Mikey Madison.
I grew up in Los Angeles, but Hollywood always felt so far away from me. So to be here, standing in this room today is really incredible.
Wildfires are raging across North and South Carolina, the largest in Myrtle Beach.
We have a pool in our yard, and we came out, and there is ashes on top like of the water.
So far, no injuries reported. EU leaders met over the weekend to pledge support for Ukraine after President Zelensky's combative meeting with President Trump at the White House Friday. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
It's time to act, time to step up and lead, and to unite around a new plan for a just and enduring peace.
Keir Starmer, CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosenstein.